I'm back.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It is October 20th, 6:09 p.m. We have here through Zoom having the October board meeting for Esperanza Elementary. Let's go ahead and take, if you guys don't mind saying your name, I'll start Becky Kemp. Elogio
Alejandri.
Omar Gosain.
Marty Banks.
Marty Case.
Juan Freire.
And
Chalene Nuvon.
Very good. Okay, that brings us to having a quorum. So we're going to switch things up this time and move to our first action item, which is review and approve the September minutes. Do you guys need me to read through the September minutes first, or has everybody had a chance to look at them?
Did you ask about the minutes? Sorry, I'm...
Yeah, did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes? Does anybody want me to read through them quickly?
That I changed, and Ari included it.
Yep.
And if it's the same minutes that I saw, I would motion, but I don't know if everybody had a chance to take a look at them.
They looked great to me. The one thing I did was change the date of the file so that it matched the date we were meeting instead of the date they were uploaded.
Okay, so it looks like one motion to approve the minutes. Does that mean you're seconding them, Cody?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the next action item, we have...
Do we need all in favor?
Sorry, I apologize.
Marty Banks approves. Yay. Yes.
Okay, Chalene, do you motion to approve this, or you approve as well? Everyone, yay?
Yay, yes.
All right, motion to approve has been unanimously approved by the board. Let's move on to the next item, which is review and approve the cleaning contract for cleaning services. The attachments were sent in an email. Did everyone get a chance to review those? Does anybody have any questions or?
Yes, I have a question. Say $6,000, and that's what we discussed at the last meeting. Or has that been changed?
No, that's what we discussed at the last meeting. The board had approved a $7,000 offer to the company that was working with us, but they refused the $7,000 offer, so we went to the other company, which was $6,000.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was my question.
Has the new janitorial service started to perform yet, or is that year end?
No, that the new contract would begin on the 1st of November.
Hey, let us know if there's a dramatic difference in service, Eulogio.
I certainly will.
Hey, does anybody want a motion to approve?
Marty Banks moves to approve the revised contract with the substitute a janitorial maintenance contract as discussed in previous meeting and as further discussed this evening. The name of that new substitute contractor is?
MNP.
That's the motion.
Cody will second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, with that, it looks like we have a unanimous vote. We'll move on to the next action item, which is, I think we wanted to look at the Oh, what was the one that you wanted to move forward, Cody?
It's number 5 or 6. It's that last one. The one about the salary table.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the discussion of the salary table. Let me get that. I apologize.
So just by way of announcement, this was a proposal that Juan had made and something that we're committed to discussing. But to do this in a wise way, we want to make sure that everybody can be face-to-face. It'll just be an easier conversation. And we missed the deadline at the state, and in order to call a closed meeting, you must notify publicly. So because of all of that, let's just move it to next month, but we're not going to kick it down the road any further. It'll be next month. Juan and I are going to sit together and talk about what we need to pull together and put together the proposal to send out, and then the executive board committee will stay after next month. Can you arrange to come to the school? Let's put it, it'll be a discussion item, but closed meeting. Does that work?
And if any of you would like to join Cody and I, you're more than welcome to do that, and then we'll put something together when I look at the numbers, the different possibilities that I love you sent us, even explore even what, you know, like the different things, and then after having done that study, we'll share it, and then we can move forward next month. Right, Cody?
Yeah, I will. I'll put myself down to be part of that.
Perfect.
I like that approach.
So when, let's set up a meeting now. When do we want to meet?
I'm pretty flexible actually now these days in the evenings. So as long as it's something after 6 o'clock or later, I'm good. Or I could even do a Saturday morning or something if you needed to.
Do we want to meet? We can talk about this on Zoom. And then in person. Cody, you were suggesting to meet in person for what is it?
You want me to start
for the actual conference or? After the next meeting, the next board.
Well, after the next board meeting, it's too late because we need to vote at the board meeting.
If you and I and Becky want to chat, let's just type up quick what the proposal is, and then we'll send it out.
Okay.
So let's meet.
The executive board knows what's going to be on the proposal.
Okay, so let's meet next Thursday at this time on Zoom.
That's right.
That works out.
Now, I think, Cody.
There's a nail there.
When more than 2 board members meet, I think that needs to be put on the public notary thing.
If we call it a committee, then we're
okay. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not a board meeting.
If it's a committee, and you have to have less than a quorum. So
okay, that's right. So we can't have more
we're
people,
voting.
Only 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Becky and Cody, I'll send you a Zoom link.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Okay.
Great. Isn't there another item to be voted on?
There is. There is one more. Well, there is...
SSA contract.
Sensitivity. The sensitivity materials.
Oh, yeah. there's 2. So,
we need to confirm.
Yeah, we need to confirm the vote, and then the TSSA...
And we have the... Yep. So, let's go ahead and move on to the... TSSA grant, which is action item number 3, which was provided in, it was provided to us in email. Did everybody get a chance to look at it? Does anybody have any questions?
And I'll just tell you briefly about it. We're trying, this is a grant that comes to us every year, and this year we're trying to hire a English language development specialist, because our scores for the ESL kids are not as high as we want them to be. So we're hoping that by hiring somebody that we can bring those up. And we also use some of those funds from that grant, if you look at the very bottom, for the parent training workshops for the mental health that is required by the state, and also for the college and career readiness that we do every year. So that's how we spend those funds from that grant.
I would go ahead and motion to, I don't have any questions. Does anybody else have any questions about it?
None here.
Okay. I don't have a question.
And just to clarify, this is the TSSA grant, not the CSI that we just got out, correct?
That's correct.
Celebratorily.
Yes, even though we lost money.
I would like to motion to approve.
Marty Banks seconds the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, let's go ahead and move on to the last agenda item, if we're going calling it that way, and that is to confirm our vote regarding the school library sensitive material policy.
Do you want to just get a quick word? A policy? Yeah. A policy was sent out by the state, created and put together by Olocchio. Marty, who has legal skills, looked at it, made some adjustments, and we put that out. And basically, we just need to read for the record that 4 out of 6 voted online. We did an online voting through us.
I think that's it, Cody. I don't know that there needs to be another revote. You just need to confirm it.
Mr. Marty Banks will make a motion to ratify the previously approved new library sensitive materials policy.
I second it.
We need to, we just, okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that concludes the voting and action items. I know, Cody, you had to get moving with your son. You're more than welcome to stay, of course. Let's see, do we have
Brian
on
for the diverse.
Online? For the financial report?
Yep, I am here.
Okay, you are up.
I'm up, okay. All right. For those who are driving, do not look at the screen that I'm going to share, okay? The rest of you...
Okay.
the rest of you, I'll go ahead and share my screen. Actually, before I do that, let me just make a few updates on some things going on. A lot of you are well aware that we are in the thick of it as far as the audit goes. A lot of the compliance-related testing has started. I don't know. It's kind of all a blur, probably last week. And as you know, a lot of those have to do with board-related items, board trainings, that certain items were discussed at board meetings and therefore board minutes. So that they can confirm various items such as fraud risk assessment, the audit training, and some other items. So thanks in advance to those of you working on those items and getting those to myself or Loki or both of us as soon as you can. We're hoping to wrap a lot of that up by tomorrow. As you all know, per bond covenant, we need to submit the audit report by the end of next week. So we'll need plenty of time to wrap things up and get those, so that the auditors can get those reports published. Any items or action items that you personally have, if you could get those addressed by the end of the day tomorrow, that would be very much appreciated. Another item that they are looking at and testing, which is new this year, has to do with URS. So as you all know, school joined URS program last year, and there is quite a bit of testing in and around that program because it's a state program, and so that's been ongoing the past couple of days as well, just providing the auditor's reports and, you know, other payroll-related items so that they can test those. So appreciate those of you, again, that have assisted in getting things to the auditors in a timely manner. So so things should be getting wrapped up soon. As soon as I see those final reports, I'll pass those along, and then we can, you know, if there's any questions, we can bring those up at the next meeting. As far as other updates, a lot going on this time of year. I mentioned this last month as well. Grant applications and approvals in Utah grants. We talked about TSSA tonight. There are a lot of others going on as well. And then other back office items that are being completed as well, end of year reporting to the state, so on and so forth. So we are doing very well. I'm going to shift over to our PTIF. I'm going to share my screen. PTIF report, if we're doing very well. So we went up from about $2,700 up to about $3,200 from August to September. Again, these reports that we're looking at are as of the end of September, which is 25% through the fiscal year. We've increased our interest in income interest line item in our local revenue, which is great. Many of you hopefully saw Phil's email. We did discuss in the finance meeting to contribute additional funds to the PTIF to the tune of $200,000. That still leaves plenty of operating funds in our operating account at Zions. Does anybody have an objection to that? Okay. So if nobody has any objection, I'll just have Phil send me a formal email requesting that I make that transfer so that we have that paper trail, and I'll get that transferred over, just so we can continue to take advantage of the interest or prevailing interest rates here that we're seeing.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay. As far as the budget summary goes, as of the end of September, we are looking at just under 6.5% forecasted operating margin. Our cash position is good. We have received the majority of the reimbursement requests, federal reimbursement requests that we've submitted. So that's good. Our financial summary as far as revenues and expenses go is in line with what we'd expect to see. Again, not a whole lot of change from last month. We're only looking at about 1 month of real operating data here. And it's typically, you know, our August and September are typically when a lot of our bigger purchases are made as they relate to technology hardware, other equipment, and supplies. We will continue to monitor the lunch program. As you all recall, we budgeted the best we could based on the data that we had. Now that this year is no longer free, but of course with Esperanza's provision B, we shouldn't see a whole lot of change with regards to our revenue, but we'll continue to monitor that. I'll say this, as I've told several other schools, once we get 3 or 4 months of data in as far as our expenses and our revenue with regards to the lunch program, we'll be able to then extrapolate and I think have a more firm idea of what we're going to have as far as the lunch program goes. Allotment memo should be trued up over the months of November and December. So in our finance meeting, we should have a more firm picture, or a firm picture rather, of what our state revenue projection will be. Our October 1 count was 529, and that's where we were as of the beginning of this month. So That's a few students more than what we had budgeted, which is typically what we see each and every year. So we're right, since we're very close to what we budgeted, we shouldn't see too much change in our state revenue after the allotment memo trues up. Questions or concerns at this point? Okay. So we'll continue to monitor things. As Alohio mentioned, it was fantastic. As we all know, it's fantastic news that we're no longer in the monitoring program of the state. It does mean less federal funds, but that obviously is well worth it. We also will continue to see a further decrease in federal funds as we continue to spend down our COVID-related funding. So ESSER 3 and ESSER 2, we'll spend a chunk of that this year, and then we'll have some left next year as well. But after that, we'll be at a more regular, quote-unquote, regular year as far as federal funding goes, what we're used to seeing pre-COVID. Okay. So if there are no questions, that is my report.
I don't have any questions. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Of course.
Okay. Let's keep moving. Go ahead. Somebody has something. Okay, let's go ahead and keep moving on. We have on here, I think Cody's probably gone, but we did have on here to review the old action steps, new discussions and new action steps. I think we'll have to probably defer that to the next meeting. I guess this will bring us now next to the Alohio's report.
Before I move forward, Jesse Hyatt asked to be excused. He had a doctor's appointment, I believe. But he did mention that Mrs. Gosain was going to be joining us. Do you know, is she available, Omar? Oh, she is. So Mrs. Gosain is one of our newest teachers in first grade, and we are happy to report that, if you recall, you approved an LEA-specific license. But as of earlier this week, she received her professional license, and so we're happy to welcome Mrs. Gosain to Esperanza now with a professional license.
Thank you. Okay. ¿Puedo hablar en español? Soy la nueva maestra de español en primer grado, y estoy muy feliz. I'm so happy for this opportunity in this school, and I'm so grateful. Y me gustaría presentarme por qué es lo que soy y cómo llegué hasta aquí. Yo soy egresada de la licenciatura en educación primaria en México, y siempre me ha encantado trabajar con niños. Siempre estuve trabajando en mi licenciatura la terminé en 1998, no quería decirles fechas por obvias razones, porque van a saber cuántos años tengo, y bueno...
Espérenme, hay personas que no hablan español, so...
Yeah, I can help her, yeah, so okay. she finished the school in 1998, so she's been a teacher for more than 20 years. She's very excited to be at Esperanza. And what else?
Okay. Y puedo decir varias experiencias. Tengo experiencias ya de 20 años en primero, segundo y tercer grado de primaria.
She's been teaching, especially first, second, and third grade, for many years, and especially in Spanish. So she speaks English, obviously, but. She's kind of freaked out.
She's sorry.
Okay. Y me gustaría decirles algo de mi cultura. En México se utilizan muchas cosas lindas y en la semana pasada hemos trabajado con rimas y cosas que son de beneficio para los niños.
So last week she loves Mexican culture and she's teaching something from last week, for especially rhymes and in just because the day of the dead or Día de los Muertos is closing, so she's doing some like rhymes for poems in language arts and they call calaveritas, so like poems for the dead and some handcrafts like.
Y me gustaría enseñar algunas cosas.
This one is one of the rhymes, so it's the kids. I remember the kids are in first grade, so they probably starting to write and listen to and craft that she's hanging in the bulletin board in front of her classroom.
Y bueno, estoy feliz. Sé que van a hablar algunas otras cosas, pero estoy feliz de pertenecer a la escuela. Y gracias por todo el apoyo, maestro Alejandro, muchas gracias. Y gracias por creer en nosotros. Me siento feliz y muy agradecida.
She's happy to work with us and she's happy. Thank you. Gracias, maestra. Thank you, maestra. ¿Alguna pregunta, maestro? Any question to her?
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That's what. Oh, and congratulations. Tell her I said congratulations for her license.
Yes, for your license. Thank you.
Okay, that's you're up, Elogio.
We also have Sara Quiroz.
Oh,
she's
sorry.
A special ed director who is going to give us a brief summary of the, is it the UPIPs? So, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna share my screen for this one. You can see it really quickly. So this is just based on the report that the state sent to Elogio, and Elogio forwarded to us. It's just letting us know how we did on our monitoring visit from last year. They just sent us a report on October 6th. The purpose for this was just they were able to review student records, interview school staff, so both from general education and special education administration. They conducted voluntary student and parent focus groups to see what they're thinking of the services we're providing. And they did classroom observations looking for how teachers are serving special education students. This just kind of states what days they came. It was December 14th and December 8th. And the people who were here from the state doing those reviews and interviews, and there's a really huge list of strengths. I have two slides of them. Some of the highlights from that is that they loved how we reach out to our community and how we make everyone feel welcome at Esperanza, especially being aware of cultural needs and needs for parents who are working families. Being able to provide those meals during the family nights really helps them come without feeling like they won't be able to get a meal in. They love that we are a welcoming and inclusive school and that families seem to be very engaged and that we understand their cultural needs. And some of the other strengths are that we have trained most of our, if not all of our teachers, with behavior training, the MAMP de-escalation, and we've seen really positive results with that. They love that we're bilingual and we're able to communicate with their students and also our families during meetings. And they really liked how we have organized and the systems that we have in place for our files and special education, lessons and classes. Some of the things they say we could work on, biggest ones are being able to train our intervention team and teachers to know what counts as intervention data. There are interventions going on, sadly, the data is not being recorded in the way that the state would like it to be. So we just need to train teachers with that. Also a little bit more training for the essential elements, which is for students with really high cognitive needs. We don't have too many right now at Esperanza, however, some training would be beneficial. And then being able to just pay a little more attention, coordinating with teachers, how they actually provide the needs that are stated on IEPs. Doesn't mean that they're not doing it, but when they were observing, it wasn't very clear that they were following the IEPs themselves. So just kind of reminding teachers to be more aware of providing things that are specifically outlined in the IEPs, as well as functional behavior assessments, which is just plans for behavior for students. Our teachers do a really good job of responding to the need in the moment, but not necessarily following the plans that were established. So those were just some of the things. And then just minor little recording things on notes for WIDA access and for what language we're conducting meetings in. So you can see there's way less things to work on and a ton of strength. So that was really awesome. And then they actually said, this was literally taken from the report, they don't have any recommended trainings at this time. And all findings for non-compliance were corrected and everything was fine. Well, that's it. That's my report.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me share my screen now. Maybe. Where am I? Trying to find my... Oh, Natalie has asked if she can go next. Natalie Pentico, the parent liaison, I think she needs to go. So go ahead, Natalie.
Sorry. I have an appointment. I just was here to share that we have Dia de Muertos coming up on November 4th. So you're all welcome to join us. That's our big traditional school event that we do. So we will be celebrating that after Dead, which is normally the second. And then the other thing, the big goal for the next 2 months will be to create a parent board again with just like having parents being involved in PTO. So we'll send a flyer out to the parents along with our Day of the Dead announcement, hoping that they'll be enthused to come and help with our festival, and then that will kind of leak into like the rest of the things. But the flyer will have I don't know what's happening to my phone right now. It'll have like a list of things that we primarily take care of with PTO, and that's really it. That's all I have to share.
Awesome, thank you. In my report, as you
okay.
I think, can you see it? Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks.
Can you all see my screen?
Yes.
Good. Just a couple of celebrations. The kids have been performing for Hispanic Heritage Month, and of course they are well received wherever we go, and they're really, really excited about performing as always. We'll have another celebration in a minute with some results, but our enrollment is like Brian said, a little bit higher than expected or than planned, and so we're right around 530 students. Next, here's the one that I think I shared with you all earlier today. This just came to us today, actually. And so once they tell me when they're going to give us the special recognition, I will share with all the staff and the board in case you are near the Utah State Office of Education so that you can join us when they recognize our school. As you can see, we were one of the highest performing schools that have been, that were on federal comprehensive support. So that's exciting. And they just released the demographics for the October 1st count. And as you can see, we're 53.4% English language learners. We are 100% low income because everybody receives free and reduced lunch, or free lunch, that is. And our ethnic minority is 99.1% ethnic minority. So, and then the students with disabilities were a little bit lower than the district and the school district and the state. Just a little bit, not too much. Our waiting list is still pretty strong. The RISE test results came out, as I mentioned, and I send them all to you. You can find them on our website. I put a link right on the first page of our website. You can look at that at any time. And I was called to testify on a death of a student that didn't happen in the school. It happened at home. And so I will be in I'll be at the court, at the court system back, or in, I think it's January, if I remember correctly. Yep, 23rd through the end of the month. I was told that I shouldn't be there long because there's only a couple of questions they're going to ask me, but they don't know which day and when they're going to get to me. That's why I have to be there present. We've determined that we will not be joining the Utah Charter Network. Every year they send us a bill, and we just don't join because we don't see a need to join the system. Here's the calendar of events. The board meetings are there with the arrows. And I believe that's the end. Any questions?
The calendar is aligned with the Garnet School District, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
Every once in a while, they make changes that we don't foresee. During the pandemic, they made several changes, but typically we're exactly the same.
Okay.
We brought back.
Yay!
My favorite part.
Yay!
Yay! That means it's the end.
All right.
Thank you, Eulogio.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't have anything else. Does anybody else have anything, any questions? Do we need to discuss anything? It looks like we're going to have a committee discussion, not a board discussion, next Thursday. And that's where we're at.
Let me know if you have any questions. You don't want me to join, right?
I don't know. Juan, this is your...
I think it would be good for the board members to meet first, and then we can go there to you with questions.
The committee. Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. Do we have anything else? Are we all done?
Nope. I think
that's
good.
It.
Thank you, Becky.
Yeah, thanks, Becky.
You're welcome. And I, like I said, I have two computers here. I'm going to go through and pull the minutes because I've been bouncing around computers, trying to consolidate to one, so I know I have them. As a matter of fact, I saw the April while I was sitting here pulling these up.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, everyone. Gracias.
All right, 6:48 p.m. We're done.
All right, thanks.